Hello, Language Arts Lady here. Welcome to another episode of 10 Minute Grammar. This is our second episode, just our second one. We're just getting started on this new broadcast platform where we have a 10 minute grammar lesson every week. I'm going to be recording 10 minute grammar here on Instagram every week. And if you are subscribed at Language Arts Lady blog, it will also come to you via email. It will also be at YouTube. It'll also be at iTunes. So you can catch it all those places. But if you follow me on IG, you can find it live. So we left off in episode one talking about a general overview of the order of parts of speech. And I talked about how some say 8, some say 10, some say 12. And when I was breaking down the order of parts of speech and how I felt like it was most advantageous to teach, I decided that I wanted to go with 10. Because in keeping in mind the quote from Sleepless in Seattle, 8 is too few, 12 is too many. So 10 is that perfect number, I feel like, for the parts of speech to have a good introductory and a good grasp of those first 10. If you also saw episode one, you'll remember that I talked about how the order of the parts of speech is important for a couple of reasons. One thing, we want to be sure that the order of parts of speech is given in such a way that students can build sentences. You may have heard me say before that phonics is for reading and spelling, and grammar is for speaking and writing. And because grammar is for writing, we want all grammar to be linked to writing. And many of you know that I've written over 50,000 pages, 100 curriculum books in the past 20 years. And one of my key components is a link between grammar and writing, because grammar is for speaking and writing. So when you consider the order of the parts of speech, we want to be sure that they are in such an order that students can begin using those parts of speech to build sentences very, very quickly. We want that to be very soon, in the first 2, 3, 4 weeks of lessons, depending on how much time you spend on each part of speech as you introduce them. So with that, the first qualification is that they can build sentences quickly. The second concept of putting the parts of speech in order is that we want the parts of speech in an order that they are beside each other if they are linked in some way. So we want, for example, noun markers to be close to nouns, noun markers slash articles to be close to nouns, because they introduce nouns. They tell us a noun is coming. So it doesn't make sense to do noun markers someplace else and then nouns later. And then all of a sudden we're like, oh yeah, those two are related to each other. We want them near each other because one tells that another one is coming. The same thing is true with adjectives. We want adjectives to be close to nouns because they describe or clarify nouns. But for confusion's sake, we don't want adjectives to be too close to verbs and adverbs. Especially not beside adverbs, because adjectives and adverbs are so easily confused by students. So let's keep adjectives and adverbs away from each other in our order of parts of speech. And lastly, we want each part of speech to be the next one to build a sentence. So let's dig into the first one that I recommend in the parts of speech teaching, and that is articles slash noun markers. I have a lot to say about these three little words. So noun markers are also called articles and vice versa. Many programs call them articles. I call them noun markers, which is another name for them. And then I put in parentheses articles. And the reason I do that is because I want to call each part of speech, obviously not call it something that's not really, but call it the name that most closely shows us what that part of speech does. So when I just call them articles, that doesn't mean anything to a student, right? We have that problem with coordinated conjunctions. We have to figure out how we can tell students what this hard word means, right? But with articles, we can also call them noun markers. And that tells a student what those words do. So anytime I can call a part of speech one of its names that explains what it does in the name, that's even better. So with noun markers, I tell students that noun markers mark a noun. They tell you that a noun is coming right away or very soon. A noun will be here soon. There might be some describers in between. There might be some possessives or something, but a noun marker tells you that a noun is coming. There's another really confusing aspect to articles slash noun markers, and that is that we say a and the, a and the. And the problem with a and the is that students think that either there are two of them, just a and then the, or they think there are three of them, but they think the middle one is and. And we don't want students to think that and is a noun marker or an article, right? Because it's got so many other important duties later on in the parts of speech order. So we don't want them to think that and is a noun marker. So for this reason, I don't teach the order a and the, because they're going to say and. I just know they will. I've done this long enough. I know what they're going to do. Sweet, sweet students. It's not their fault that this is all so confusing. So instead, I put them in this order, an, a, the. I don't put anything in between them, no and signs, commas, of course, but I don't put anything that they would speak in between it. So then they learn my rhyme. An, a, the. Three little words tell you that a noun is about to be heard. Isn't that great? It's a simple way to teach noun markers. They don't have to think about the word and. They know from the rhyme that there are only three of them, because that's another thing I just pound into them, that there are only three, there are only three, there are only three. And we're going to use these to tell that a noun is coming when we write sentences. An, a, the. Three little words tell you that a noun is about to be heard. Now, this is just an introduction to all 10 of the parts of speech over the next 10 weeks. And then I'll delve more into the details of teaching, like an hour and an octopus versus a horse. All those confusing things. So I'm not going to delve into that today because it'll take me longer than 10 minutes. But for right now, here's what I want you to remember about articles, noun markers. They are great as a first part of speech to be taught because they're simple. Students can learn them within days, maybe even one day. And a, the, three little words tell you that a noun is about to be heard. They can learn them really quickly. I have noun marker posters at my Teachers Pay Teacher store, and I have beginning Think Fast grammar quizzes with noun markers in them, as well as a lot of other parts of speech, so that your students can learn the parts of speech quickly. But that's one reason, is that they can be taught quickly, they can be taught easily, and they can be taught simply with the rhyme, and a, the, three little words tell you that a noun is about to be heard. Another reason that I like it first is because it takes us right into nouns. Remember how I said I want them to be linked to each other? So articles slash noun markers take us right from an, a, the, into nouns. The dog, a horse, an hour of time, right? An octopus. It's going to take us right into the next part of speech because noun markers mark nouns. They tell us that a noun is coming. So be sure to join me next week for 10-Minute Grammar when I will introduce the second part of speech in the order of parts of speech that I use in my teaching and that I also have at my parts of speech posters. And I have a freebie for you that is linked in my bio at the Teachers Pay Teacher store, and it is a free single poster with all 10 parts of speech in order. So be sure to check that out also. I will see you next week here on 10-Minute Grammar. Tell your friends, sign up at iTunes so that you get notifications for all of the 10-Minute Grammar episodes. Thanks a lot.